I think it is a real joy and blessing and honor and privilege to be able to be here another Monday afternoon, and we are grateful for God's precious love and, as we said, His infinite wisdom, His understanding, and His tender mercies. I'm glad the Bible said His mercies are new every morning and His compassions never fail. He's a long-suffering, sovereign, righteous, and almighty God. Yet God has a timeline and a deadline, and of course you don't be weighed in the balances and found wanting. There's an accepted time to purpose everything under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, time to plant, time to pluck up that which is planted. Time and a purpose, a time of salvation, a day of salvation. And beloved, the only time you can get saved is when God gives you a place of repentance. And that is while He's dealing with your heart. I remember when the Apostle Paul was preaching, reading the scripture, the book of Acts, when he was preaching, and of course he'd been brought before two governors and then before King Agrippa, and two of them were persuaded almost, as Agrippa said, to become a Christian. Paul said, "I would to God, not only you, but everybody that's here and the sound of my voice, was such as I am, except for these bonds, these chains he was talking about." He said, "I would to God all of you were saved." But he said, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." There's a song that come out of that, and it says, "Almost persuaded now to believe." And a lot of folk is almost persuaded, and that's not quite good enough. That's just good enough to cause you, if you're not careful, to die in your sins and go to hell. There's a time for all things. The Bible said a time for peace and time of war, a time to purpose everything under heaven. And beloved, there is a time for you to get saved, and that's in God's time, God's way. You've got to come His way, because Jesus, of course, is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by Him. He died the death of a sinner, yet He knew no sin, but became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And if you want to become righteous and made right in the sight of God Almighty and be justified, beloved, in His presence, you've got to accept what God done in Jesus when He died in our stead, died in our place, took our sins and nailed them to His cross. He bore our punishment, suffered our shame. The Bible says He was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief, smitten and stricken of God, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. By His stripes, beloved, what He bore in His body, we get healed. That is, healing of the soul, healing of the forgiveness of our sins, and transformation, beloved, from darkness to light, and from death to life, beloved. Only God can do that. The Bible said it talks about the operation of faith. The Bible said, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And it's not a mind faith, beloved. Of course, the mind got to hear it, and God's got to give your mind understanding. But I said, there's a light, the eyes are light the body, the mind's are light the soul. God's got to open up your blinded mind. The Bible said, the God of this world, that's the devil, has blinded the minds of them that are in darkness, and they need the good news, the glorious gospel of Christ, to shine on them. And that's what it took for me. That's all it took for me to come to myself and see myself and recognize I was a sinner. I needed help. I needed saving. And beloved, I asked God to have mercy upon me as a sinner, young man, then at a particular period of time, and the best thing that happened about it happened to me on that particular occasion. I got saved. God had mercy upon me. Didn't hardly know anything about the Bible. Couldn't quote anything in the Bible, but I knew the Bible was about. I knew Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, and I accepted what He done at Calvary as the atonement for my sins. I come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. The Spirit of God was drawing me and dealing with me, and He gave me a place of repentance, and I poured out my heart to God. I didn't say anything from my mouth. My heart was doing all the speaking. He knew exactly what I needed and what I desired. And when I got broken contrite, I gave up myself, and I called on Him for mercy and forgiveness of my sins. That's what it means when it said, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord." That's not tongue-in-cheek and just using His name as a byword or as a scapegoat to bring you out of your problems, to cause things to go better with you. All everybody wants to do better and be blessed more and have the things in a happier way. But beloved, that's not what salvation is all about. You've got the sorrow in your heart that you sin against God. The Bible said the sacrifice of God of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's a sacrifice that God will not despise. Let me accept you repent. A real, genuine repentance is not sorrowing about sin catching up with you, or sorrowing over things in the world, but sorrowing after a godly sorrow. I mean getting broke and contrite, beloved. Down your stinking rock self and say, "I know yourself," and you've had all the self that you want, beloved, and you're turning to Him, turning from sin, and ask God to have mercy upon you. In that state of mind, and of course that broke heart, the contrite spirit, when you give up yourself and you're asking Him to have mercy upon you, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, you can't get saved, you can't call on Him, beloved. Do you know who to call on? Do you hear what to do? And that's, of course, repentance. And that, the Bible says, well, then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. The Bible said that they can't preach except they be sent. We got a lot of folk today that profess to be a preacher. I brand most of those millionaire preachers as religious thieves. All of them that I know are religious thieves that I've heard. But I can guarantee you they're a bunch of apostates, a bunch of phonies. They're robbing and stealing from people on every hand. And, of course, people love flattery. They know how to do it. They're professional. They're professional thieves. Brother, they're professional pickpockets, if you please. They're picking people's pockets. They're robbing them. I call them spiritual pimps, brother. They're selling out themselves. They're selling themselves, brother, to rip off and to rob people. God have mercy. It grieves me and burns me, brother, with all these vultures flying around. Of course, the buzzards flock together. We smell something worth going down and picking it clean, brother. The bigger the prize, brother, the more buzzards you have. When they get on together, these so-called TV places, they all know one another. They all got the same motivation in mind, brother. That's getting in your back pocket and robbing you, brother, of what they can get out of you. They're not concerned about you nor your soul, brother. They don't know anything about the reality of a man being born again and knowing Jesus as one personal Savior. It's a game. It's a gimmick to them, brother. And whose Bible says God is their belly, and they're growing their own shame, beloved. And they're doing everything they can and doing a very good professional job, beloved, robbing and stealing from people. But I'm glad the Bible said the Lord knoweth, thank God, them are His. They may fool man, but they don't fool God. God's not fooled for a moment. All of His children, beloved, has been saved by the grace of God, beloved, is sealed with the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of promise unto their redemption. I'm glad they've got the seal of God on them, beloved, and His Spirit's living and abiding in them. The Lord knoweth them that are His. Thank God I'm glad He knows all His dear children, beloved. And I want to be a dear child. I don't want to be a disobedient child. I am a child of God because I've got the birthright, beloved. And you don't join up with His church. You've got to be born in His church. Just like He was born to get in this world, you've got to be born of the Spirit of God, born of the Holy Spirit of God to get into the next world. It is in heaven itself. You've got to experience the new birth. Of course, that only comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. For by grace are you saved. That's the unmerited favor. Through faith, and beloved, faith comes by hearing by the Word of God, and that not of yourselves. The Bible says it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We got nothing to boast about. Let me know one thing I boast about is how good He is, and on the other hand, how wretched and how vile that I am. I have no problem in saying that I'm a wretch. Now, listen to me. On the inside of me, that's where it abides. That's where it lives. I don't practice nor live the way I used to live. Beloved, the sinful habits I used to be enslaved in, beloved, He liberated me. And I don't run that way any longer, but still I have temptation. That's part of being human. There's an outer man and an inner man. Beloved, my delight is in the inner man. I don't need confidence in this rotten, stinking flesh of man. I'm tempted every day on every hand, beloved. And no one, the great preacher, the Apostle Paul, the prince of all preachers, had to say, beloved, he said, a wretched man that I am. Not that he used to be. He was talking about the flesh. Beloved, as far as godly living, I don't think there's ever been a preacher, beloved, that lived any cleaner, any closer, had more of the glory of God, the power of God on him, beloved. Any preacher, no preacher, but I'm talking about, I don't care you folks, some folks say the prince of preachers. That's a bunch of foolishness. The prince of all preachers was the Apostle Paul. He said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I thank God it's through Christ Jesus I love the Lord. He said, I will my mind. That's the mind of Christ that gave you the mind this will, beloved. You have the mind of Christ when you get saved. Outside that, you've got a carnal mind. But he said, I will my mind serve the Lord God, but with my flesh, he said, the war of sin. He said, I see a constant warfare going in my members, the flesh against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. He said, every time I try to do good, he said, there's evil present there with me. And he was talking about in this wretched flesh. Most people don't realize how wretched, how undone, how vile, how rotten, how depraved this wretched flesh is. Bible said man in his very best state, his very best condition, is altogether vanity. From the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. Beloved, we're shaped in iniquity and born in sin. We have a depraved, sinful, shameful nature, beloved, in this wretched flesh. And I'm glad one day, thank God, one day I believe real soon. Don't know the day nor the hour, neither does anybody else. But one day He'll come. As Solomon said, skipping among the mountains, leaping among the hills, the voice of our beloved will come. I'm looking for His glorious appearing. It will be glorious, beloved. Everybody saved, going to
be a partaker in the rapture of the church. Some folks say, well, the Bible doesn't teach rapture. Why, I beg your pardon, it absolutely does. Many places it talks about going up, catching up, and meeting the Lord in the cloud. But in Thessalonians said, they'll come up, fall away, or catching away, or taken away, beloved, of the body of Christ, the believers of the church. Beloved, he said, that day can't come. That is a revelation of the second coming of the Son of Man who comes from heaven, taking vengeance on them that know not God. Beloved, we'll be coming with him. You better read your Bible in Revelation when he said there'll be two things that happen before that day will take place, and that's a falling away, that's a catching away, beloved, of the bride, the born again believer, and the church. And then he said, then after that, the man of sin, the son of Ishan, shall be revealed in his time. He said, now you know what withholdeth, only who will let till he be taken out of the way. That's the Holy Spirit, the church, when he's taken out of the way, beloved, the devil himself in a human body, it go a duplicate everything God does. Jesus was the Son of God, and of course this will be the Son of the devil, so to speak, and he can't create, but he imitates. He'll get into a human body, and beloved, have power, signs, and lying wonders, rain down. The Bible said, fire from heaven to see the very elect, if it were possible. The Bible said that those elect people, the Jewish people, the 140,000, the 12,000, he tried to know that God do great exploits, said they'll not be deceived, beloved. They're not going to be deceived. They know their God, and beloved, and do great exploits. He'll not deceive them, but deceive all the rest of the world, beloved, who's had the opportunity to hear the gospel. They'll be damned because the Bible said they receive not the law of truth. They're going to be damned. God have mercy. But it's called God should send them strong delusion, beloved. They refuse the gospel. A time, as I said at the very beginning, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which was planted, beloved, a time for salvation. And you can and will send away your dead grace if you're not careful. If I were you, I'd get in while I can. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. There's a time for your salvation. And beloved, don't you push it away. Agrippa said, I almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Oh, Felix, trembling, got weak need. Of course, old Festus said, Paul, you're a lunatic, you're mad. Let's learn to make me mad. He rebelled, he kicked against what he heard. It troubled him, and he didn't like what he felt, and so he turned to the flesh and began to try to revile Paul. But the other two got respectful and got fearful. I hope they got saved, but there's no recording that they did. There's a time to get saved, and baby, you just want to pass that time of salvation. God help you to repent. God help you to turn yourself. Give up yourself. Call on them while you got the opportunity to be saved. And if you do that, you'll save you just like he is. Now, see, my time just about gone. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you. It's our prayer in his name.